Hello, word nerds. Welcome to a very special episode of this podcast called The Dictionary. It probably sounds weird because this is the first episode. Well, actually, no, it's not the first episode, but it's the first episode I'm recording at home during the quarantine. I know that this is going to be posted like over a week from now. But it sounds a little bit echoey to me. So what's been going on with you? How is April 1st? Happy April Fool's Day. Happy birthday, Sam. I hope that things have been cleared up a little bit since last we talked. This doesn't make any sense. Today is March 24th when I'm recording this, and we're still in the middle. I've been working at home for 2 days. My wife and I broke out the Wii a few days ago, so we played some Wii bowling and Wii golf and Wii tennis. We've been trying to do some exercising at home. I hope that you all are doing the same. We've been doing some push-ups and planks and squats and ab things, and our workout place is closed. So it's a really, really weird time, and I hope, I don't want to talk about it too much because, for all I know, things could be totally fine by the time this airs. Chances are they won't be. So we're just going to talk about some words. Actually, we're only going to talk about one word. It is the word bear, B-E-A-R. We are going to read two forms of it, and, just to... we're just going to leave it at that. So this is a noun from before the 12th century. Number one, could be plural as the word bear. So singular or plural, bear, I don't know. It says, any of a family of large, heavy mammals of America and Eurasia that have long, shaggy hair, rudimentary tails, and plantigrade feet, and feed largely on fruit, plant matter, and insects, as well as on flesh. That's interesting. I never really thought about how much they ate non-meat, but they eat a lot of fruit, plants, and insects. I guess insects technically could be considered meat, although not really. I guess that's up for debate. And the family name is Ursidae, and it is of the order Carnivora. And then we have number two, a surly, uncouth, burly, or shambling person, as in a tall, friendly bear of a man. Number three, and we'll read the etymology of that after, because it has its own etymology. Number three says, one that sells securities or commodities in expectation of a price decline, compared to the word bull, B-U-L-L. The etymology for that one says, probably from the proverb about, in italics, selling the bear skin before catching the bear. Selling the bear skin before catching the bear. And there's another phrase like that, isn't there? Like, don't count your chickens before they hatch. No, there's another one. Selling the something before the something. I don't know. Now we have number four. Something difficult to do or deal with. As in, the oven is a bear to clean. Bear-like is an adjective. And the etymology for the whole thing is from the Middle English bear, B-E-R-E, from the Old English berra, akin to the Old English brun, B-R-U-N, with a horizontal line over the U, and that means brown, and there's more at the word brown. So that is bears. I think I can probably find a picture of a bear to post on the Instagram. Oh, speaking of Instagram, I just, 8 days earlier, I just posted a picture of me sitting at my dining room table with my whole setup saying about to record my first quarantine episodes. All right, now we have the second form of bear, and this will be the last word of the episode. It is a verb. There are some other forms of it. Bore, B-O-R-E. I think that would be the past form. Another couple past forms are born, with or without an E. And then bearing would be a present form. And this is, like I said, a verb from before the 12th century. We are going to start with the transitive definitions. And as I mentioned, this is the last word, so there is a lot to read. 1A, to move while holding up and supporting. 1B, to be equipped or furnished with. 1C, Synonyms are behave and conduct, as in bearing himself well. 1D, to have as a feature or characteristic, as in bears a likeness to her grandmother. That's really interesting. I don't know if it's common, but at least in my family, it seems that likenesses kind of skip a generation, which seems odd when you think about it in terms of genetics. But my sister looks a whole lot like my one grandma did when she was at that age. Like, we've got pictures of my grandma when she was maybe 15. And when my sister was 15, even today, they look a lot alike. Same with one of my cousins on my dad's side. He looks a lot like our grandpa. And then another cousin on my mom's side looks a lot like my grandpa on that side. And then my cousin, female, those were both males. And then my female cousin on my dad's side looks a lot like my grandma does on that side. Anyway, you were super curious about that, weren't you? But I don't know. It's just interesting that I think this is pretty common in people, and I'm not sure why. Now we have 1E, to give as testimony, as in bear false witness. 1F, to have as an identification, and then this is the past form, as in bore the name of John. 1G, to hold in the mind or emotions, as in bear malice. And then just as a reminder, bear is B-E-A-R. Now we have 1H, synonym is disseminate. 1, what did I say, 1H? Yeah, now we have 1I, synonyms are lead or led and escort. I think it could be lead or led, present or past, and then escort is the other one. Now we have 1J, synonyms are render and give. Now we have 2A, to give birth to. 2B, to produce as yield. 2C1, to permit growth of. 2C2, synonym is contain, as in oil-bearing shale. Now we have 3A, to support the weight of. Synonym is sustain. 3B, to accept or allow oneself to be subjected to, especially without giving way, as in couldn't bear the pain. Also as in, I can't bear seeing you cry. 3C, to call for as suitable or essential, as in, it bears watching. Next is 3D, to hold above, on top, or aloft. Next is 3E, to admit of, synonym is allow. Next is 3F, synonyms are assume and accept. Now we have number 4, synonyms are thrust and press. Those were all the transitive definitions. Now we have some intransitive definitions. Don't worry, there's a lot less of those. But then we have some phrases, and then we have some synonym information. So we've got all the things going on in this one. All right, intransitive definitions. Number 1, to produce fruit. Synonym is yield. 2A, to force one's way. 2B, to extend in a direction indicated or implied. I just had a freak out for a second. I looked at my recorder to make sure it was recording, and it is recording. Yay, I don't have to redo all of this. Okay, now we have 2A. Did I say that? To force one's way. 2B, to extend in a direction indicated. Oh yeah, I read that one too. 2C, to be situated. Synonym is lie. 2D, to become directed. 2E, to go or incline in an indicated direction. Number 3, to support a weight or strain. And that is often used with the word up, bear up. Now we have 4A, to exert influence or force. 4B, synonyms are apply and pertain. And that is often used with the words on or upon, as in facts bearing on the question. Our first phrase is bear a hand, and that means to join in and help out. Right now, I think we could all bear a hand, give a hand, join in, help out in any way we can, because there are a lot of people who really need help. I and my wife are super lucky to have jobs and have good health in general. And there's a lot of people, though, who don't have good health, who don't have jobs, who are struggling. And please, 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 if you can in any way, financially, physically, going shopping for somebody, especially the elderly, go do that, please. Okay, our next phrase is bear arms. Number one, to carry or possess arms. And those are not the things that are coming out of your torso. You usually have one or two of them. Those are guns. Now we have number two, to serve as a soldier. Next, we have the phrase bear fruit. And that means to come to satisfying fruition. I am blanking on how this gets going over the second line. To come to satisfying fruition, production, or development. Next, we have the phrase bear in mind. And that means to think of, especially as a warning. Synonym is remember. And then our final phrase is bear with. To be indulgent, patient, or forbearing with. So those were our phrases. And then finally, we have the synonym information. Bear, suffer, endure, or endure, abide, tolerate, stand, mean to put up with something trying or painful. Bear usually implies the power to sustain without flinching or breaking, as in forced to bear a tragic loss. Suffer often suggests acceptance or passivity rather than courage or patience in bearing, as in suffering many insults. No one should have to do that. Endure, I don't even know how to say that word anymore. Endure implies continuing firm or resolute through trials and difficulties, as in endured years of rejection. Abide suggests acceptance without resistance or protest, as in cannot abide their rudeness. Also as in, I am making this one up, the dude abides. Tolerate suggests overcoming or successfully controlling an impulse to resist, avoid, or resent something injurious or distasteful, as in refused to tolerate such treatment. Stand emphasizes even more strongly the ability to bear without discomposure or flinching, as in unable to stand teasing. I am unable to stand teasing. So I guess the word of the episode will be bear, B-E-A-R. That was weird. So that's all I got. No, this is not a practical April Fool's joke. This is actually what we are going through in this world, and that episode actually only had one word. And yeah, I hope that you are all doing well and holding up, and let's see what April brings. I hope something better. So this has been Spencer Dispensing Information. Thank you and goodbye.